Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and I'm excited to talk to Dr. Gwen Smith this morning, and we're going to be talking about parenting, a special event that's coming up, and a whole lot more that Dr. Gwen does. So we're going to be jumping into the show in just a couple of minutes. First, before we do that, I always announce our airtime sponsor, and that is Lucky Dog Wellness, LuckyDogWellness.com. Jane Rainier is a canine wellness specialist, and she helps folks with especially elderly dogs, but pretty much any dog, and sometimes even some other pets, since she teaches pet first aid. But with her dog business, she really is helping people, pet owners, who have dogs that have chronic illness or disease, that are showing signs of aging, or maybe they're just having trouble adjusting to a new home, especially for pups or rescue dogs. She's also looking to assist people with healthy diets for their dog and also to reduce anxiety, stress, and pain, or even to correct a few behavioral issues. Jane loves to get on the floor and just roll around with the dog and massage them and just give them a better quality of life. You can get in touch with Jane through her website, LuckyDogWellness.com, or you can give her a call at 410-961-3542. And we'll be talking a little bit more about Jane at the end of the show to remind people that she's my airtime sponsor and that she has this wonderful business that is helping people to really make a difference with their four-legged pets and certainly with their quality of life. Pets really do make an absolute wonderful partner in our daily lives, certainly helping to reduce our stress and to make a difference in what goes on. So give LuckyDogWellness.com a chat and see what's up, that they might be able to help your pet. I also want to give a big shout out to GinnyRobertson.com, and that's GinnyRobertson.com. Ginny has an online as well as in-person networking organization. She is also doing weekly meetings now virtually for those who cannot be here in Maryland or who are not, or who are here in Maryland and just can't make the physical meetings where you meet face-to-face. So lots of different things are happening in my world, and it's just been an amazing couple of months recently where people are really jumping online, wanting people to know who they are, what they do, and why they do it. Now, as I was talking, I was also looking because I made myself a cheat sheet last night, and it's amazing sometimes how I do all these things in advance, in preparation, and then when it comes time, I can't find what I'm looking for. Ah, the right click at the right time. So let's talk about Dr. Gwen Smith. She has a performance breakthrough expert, an inspirational speaker, and an author whose latest book, Single Moms from Striving to Thriving 101, 101 Success Tips, helps all moms, whether married or single, and dads too, to use simple yet powerful tips supported by research to help parents influence their kids' behavior and results now and as adults. As an educator and executive leader in the school district, Dr. Gwen has worked with tens of thousands of parents, including overseeing the parenting division in one of the largest school districts in the nation. She believes that all parents can produce great results in their kids' lives, and they have, especially if they have the right information. Dr. Gwen empowers women to not just get clear about the careers or businesses that fill them up, but she also empowers them to have the promotion they want or to increase their business incomes while staying fulfilled and happy. Gwen is a business and career coach. She touches the lives of many students as well as parents. And when we met just a couple of weeks ago in Columbia, Maryland, I happened to be in Baltimore, but Gwen and I met in Ellicott City, and we really got to talking about the fact that she has a special event coming up here shortly, and we really wanted to get word out about her passion, about her parenting. So let's bring my guest on the line with me today. Dr. Gwen, you're live on the air with Anna's Journey. How are you today?
I am doing amazing, Anna. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am just pleased that we were able to connect, get a date that was available, and especially with the timing, since you have a special event coming up. I always like to promote special events as much as possible. But certainly, let's start with Dr. Gwen. How did you get into the career and business coaching business? And then we're going to talk about how you got into this whole parenting issue. And, of course, the fact that you're a published author, which I think is one of the first things that attracted me to who is this person. I need to know her.
Well, I think the conversation, one will definitely flow into the other. As you've said, I have been an educator in the school system for a long time. And after having risen through the ranks of my educational journey and achieved everything that I really felt like I wanted to, there was a void inside. And I thought, my goodness, there is something missing. I feel like I'm here for more. I'm definitely here to give more. And I really don't want to spend the next 20 or 30 years feeling this way. And it was a turning point for me at that point when I realized that life had something more in store for me. And I wanted to make a difference in people's lives where it mattered, where they could feel like they have that self-autonomy, that self-control, to be able to take their own lives under their elements and make the changes that they saw that were needed to influence their income and their lifestyle and the way they looked at the events in their lives. So that launched me into becoming a business success and a certified professional coach. And so now I work with women and I help them to not just discover what their top five passions are, but also help them that they will skyrocket their business profits and their life success and goals from the inside out.
And that's so important to know inside. I have a habit of telling people, I do things that feed my soul. If it's not feeding
Absolutely.
Who I am and what I want to do, I don't want to do it. And yet there
Very
are
good.
So many people that don't do that. They jump into all kinds of businesses for a number of different reasons. But it's not always, at least in my opinion, not always the right reason. And then they wonder why their business fails. Well,
That's
if it's
exactly
not
so.
Your, if it's not your passion, it's going to be difficult, especially as a solopreneur, you know, where you're in business by yourself, for yourself. If it's not feeding your passion, there are going to be days when it's hard for you to get out of bed and do what you're supposed to be doing. And then what happens? You fail. You really need to have that dedication and that passion if you're going to stay in business for yourself and by yourself. So I love the fact that you were a career coach, not just a life coach, but a career coach. I happen to have spent 31 years of my life working for a state agency called the Division of Rehabilitation Services. And one of our biggest jobs was helping people with a disability figure out what they could do and that they liked to do. and then helped guide them into a career. Otherwise, you might as well sit home on the sofa and twiddle your thumbs. You know, it just made so much sense to figure out the career deal, not just jump
it's
in.
It's really
there.
Important.
Now, unfortunately, the job market isn't what we would like it to be, and sometimes, you know, you have to take a job that's available. But whenever possible, as much as possible, finding that correct career is, as some people say, it's not really work when you really love what you do. So after you did all this education and you decided to become this certified coach, how did that lead into you becoming an author?
Well, I have decades of experience working with parents and their kids, not just from the fact that I also raised 6 children in my own personal household. And backed with my educational psychology background and doing a lot of the rewards, behavior modification type things, I figured that my experience would be really wonderful to help the business moms and the professional moms, because people want to be successful in life, and at times the experiences at home hinder their success because they're not single-bodied, individual, compartmentalized people. Every aspect of their lives really flow over into the other aspect. And if they're not having success at home with their families or their kids, it's going to impact the success of how their businesses are going and how their careers are going. And so I feel that it's important for moms, dads, parents who are entrepreneurs, who are career folks, who are professional folks, to have it together at home as well with their kids. Because in the long run, everything all ties together, whether it's the conversation or the challenges that they're having at home with their kids, whether it's how they're doing a certain particular aspect of their own life, on the job, whatever it is, they're all intertwined. And so getting that piece right will make a difference as well in the businesses or the careers that they're trying to build. And you're so absolutely right about loving what you do. In fact, when I first started a business, I jumped off doing something completely different, something that I thought would work just because somebody else was doing it. And you know what? It flopped miserably. It flopped. And I knew inside of me that was not what I was meant to do. And I kept doing it and kept doing it until everything came crashing down. So that has led me to this journey now where I'm working with business and professional moms and helping them get all the areas of their lives intact so they can be fully empowered to live a completely fulfilled and passionate life.
And that is so great that, one, you did try something else and realize that it wasn't meant to be and that you were able to move on to your true passion. And again, not everybody has that option. I have to admit, the job that I had for 31 years was not what I thought I would ever do when I was in school. But it was a job that really just about fell into my lap. And it turned out to be the best job I ever had, considering my life, considering issues I had. You know, I was in the right place at the right time for these people to not only feed my employment soul, but also my personal life when I had. I mean, this was an agency that dealt with disabilities. So when I had medical issues, I had a whole flock of people that I could say, hey, who do I go to for this? How do I deal with that? I mean, I was just really blessed to be put in the right place with the right people at the right time for 31 years. There are days I regret that I retired early because I probably could have gone for another 10 or 15 years. But I've been retired technically now for 16 years, and I've been able to then really do my passions, my writing, my radio show, my talking. I did a lunch and learn yesterday at a meetup. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that feeds my soul. And it is just so important for people to be able to do that. And nowadays, with technology and a whole lot of other things, so many of us can do this. We can go into a business, a small business by ourselves, and do it successfully. And it's good to have people like you doing your passion, helping people to get to that point. I was just talking to somebody yesterday at lunch. It was like, why weren't you around 20 years ago when I needed you? But the point is that there are people around now that are available to do this kind of thing. If we had life coaches or career coaches 20, 30 years ago, I don't know that I ever crossed paths with any of them. But now with social media, the internet, people can connect, and it's so awesome. So we also talked just briefly about the fact that you're really into helping parents, and you have a special event coming up. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. So the event that I have coming up is for business and career moms, and it's called Parenting from Striving to Thriving, Raising Successful Kids Without Overparenting. And it is a one-day seminar, which is going to be in Laurel, Maryland. And this at this event, parents will be able to look at several areas in their own parenting journey. They're going to learn how to set boundaries that really inspire cooperation. You know, what are the parenting approaches that the research says are most effective, the ones that will likely cause your kids to turn out to be responsible, assertive, and successful. They're going to learn skills to end the power struggles and the whining and the back-talking. They're also going to learn why kids misbehave. There are four general reasons why they misbehave. And in order to deal with the situation, knowing the reasons will cause you to pull up the right strategy to address that behavior. What are they doing now that may be sabotaging the ability to get the results that they want? How to build their kids' self-confidence and assertiveness, and so much more. And at the end of the event, I'm going to have a wonderful surprise for the moms that are there. And I invite dads, too, if they want to show up. After all, they're parents, and they may have the same struggles. So it's something that's going to be amazing, and it starts at 10:15 a.m. and ends at 4:15 in Laurel, Maryland. And the website that they can go to for this is the drgwen.com/parentsuccess. And Anna, I did something very special for your listeners. I'm offering a 50% off coupon, which is going to expire on Friday. For anyone who wants to take advantage, they use the coupon code ANNA, A-N-N-A, to get 50% off of the ticket price. Yes. So it will be a very live, interactive seminar, very hands-on. People are going to walk away with a plan to deal with whatever the circumstances are in their homes right now that they want to transform. So I think it will be completely amazing.
It certainly sounds awesome, and as I said, we met at the Miss Biz networking event, and you said you had this parenting event coming up, and it was like, we need to talk about this. Give that website again. It's drgwen.com/.
It is the Dr. Gwen, thedrgwen.com/parent success or /, that's /, parent success.
Okay, so
PARENTCUSSUCCESS, parent success.
That's what I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if there was an extra S there in the middle or not. And it's really sometimes hard when you're listening to a radio show to get websites and phone numbers and certain things. And this is a good time to remind people that the shows are recorded, so you can always go back and listen a second time to write things down. And it's also good to remind people that since the shows are recorded, they can share the link with other parents that need to hear this information. And this event is coming up on Saturday, August 19th. And how did you come up with the time? It seems a little strange, 10:15 to 4:15.
I don't know. That's what I was guided to put, I guess.
I mean, that also depended on
the availability of the location as well to set up and to make sure that everything was right. And the closing time of the facility. So those were all driven by that time, 10:15 to 4:15.
Yeah.
There's 6 hours, and lunch is provided.
Oh, that's good to know. So lunch is included. And that's awesome that you're offering a 50% off coupon with the code name Anna. That is just, I hope my listeners will certainly take full advantage of that. But you made a couple of good points about what the conference is going to cover, because we do have certainly a lot of social problems these days, and some of it's blamed on the kids being irresponsible, but also blaming the parents for not teaching the children to be responsible individuals and to be assertive rather than aggressive. Certainly, you know, how many parents are thinking they're doing the right thing when, in fact, they're really sabotaging the whole thing. And I do agree with you that when you know the reason, it's so much easier to fix the problem if you understand what it is and why it is. I certainly go through that with the medical community when I go into the doctor and I say, what is it? Is it treatable? Is it fixable? Or is it something I have to live with? And that's certainly what we're going through with our teenagers. Is there a situation that we can fix? Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you and saying, you know, parenting is a partnership. And I so agree with you that a lot of times parents are at a loss regarding what to do. Do I address the behavior? Do I put my foot down? Do I give in? What should I do? And by not knowing what to do, some of the parents set themselves up for a lot of issues when the kids become teenagers. I can think of one particular example of one parent that I was coaching with, and she was telling me about what her son was up to, how he spoke to her, the words he said to her was completely eye-popping. I mean, shockingly disrespectful. And after I listened for a while, I finally said to her, you know, a lot of times these teenage boys, they just want some attention and direction. And you have to understand your role as a parent. See, sometimes parents think their role is to be the friends and buddy of the kids because they won't be liked. And they don't understand that by setting those boundaries and by creating the structure that they're really helping their kids to be more successful. I'm going to present some research on that so people become really clear about what is actually happening when they set the boundaries. So I told her, you've got to set some boundaries, some clear boundaries for him, and really let him know that you're mom. It doesn't mean you're going to be bossy or, you know, pushy, because that doesn't really work at that age. And then we connected again, and she sent me a message, and she said, thank you so much. You know, I did set some boundaries with her child's name, and now things have completely turned around. It worked. And I said, wow. So she shared with me a message that her son had written to her. Now, it was his 16th birthday, and he wrote a message thanking her so much for being his mom, for putting up with his foolishness, and that she's the best mom, the best artist, and that he loves her so much. So I asked her, Has he ever written anything like that to you in the 16 years of his life? Never. So the child is grateful that the mom finally set some boundaries that he could operate within. So these are some things that we'll be talking about. People will be interacting, practicing some of the things to say. It will be really fun and very enlightening. They'll walk away completely fulfilled and satisfied that they did actually attend the event.
It's interesting that you say all of that, because it's a little bit of what I said yesterday. Is there one thing that you can do different today or tomorrow that will turn around those negatives? Is there one thing that you can do to turn this into a positive? Is there one thing, is there one step you can take that is going to change your quality of life, change the impact you have on people that you touch? And that's so true with our kids. You know, they are students, they are teenagers, they are growing people that need to realize you can't just do every daggone thing that you want, when you want, the way you want. There are what we call social rules. You know, there are, one of the big things that I've been talking with some people recently is school is going to start here in Maryland right after Labor Day. There are a few counties, I think, that are still opening the week before, but almost everybody took the governor up on his recommendation that we open Tuesday after Labor Day. It's certainly what most of us all did when we were kids. We never went to school in August. But we need to set the limits about going to bed. I don't want to hear that they want to change the start time for high schools because kids in high school don't wake up early. Well, maybe they need to go to bed a little earlier. None of this midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., play the video game half the night deal and expect to get up and be ready to go to school in the morning. We should not have to change bus routes and all kinds of other activities just so kids can sleep later in the morning when, in fact, they don't go to bed on time. You change the start time, they're going to change their bedtime to even later. Oh, I don't have to get up until 10. I can play until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. No.
Yeah, and you see, that's all a partnership thing with the parent and the child. And sometimes, too, the parents have to allow some natural consequences to take its effect. And so these are all the things and the strategies that parents learn, because the kids won't know what to do if you don't teach them what to do. And so we'll definitely talk about those big boulder movers, the things that have to be taught so that kids are socially prepared and socially adjusted and can be successful in school and in their own lives.
At least in my opinion, a lot of what we're doing in their teenage years is really getting them ready to be adults. The calendar turns day after day after day. You know, it's going to be July. It's going to be August. It's going to be September. Before you know it, it's going to be June. We're going to have people graduating. And you're going to either go to college, but even after college graduation, at some point, you're going to go to work. And the boss isn't going to let you come in at 10 a.m. every day if it's not the norm for that business, because you spent half the night playing video games. The boss is going to expect you to get out of bed and get to work on time for whatever the reasons are. And you don't learn that by osmosis. It really does take time and energy. And you need to practice going to bed on time. I love when people say, oh, I can't sleep. One of the best advice. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, I was saying the parenting journey can be a very fun one. And every child is completely different. And in my workshop, what we do are general strategies, not specific recommendations, but general strategies that'll work with all kids. And it's a fun journey when you know what to do. And we start training them to be parents from they are able to communicate and walk and talk. Some people start at the teenage years. That's probably a little challenging at that point. But you've got to start when the kids are young. That's when you start preparing them to be adults. So we invite parents from ages 2 to 18. If you've got kids from 2 to 18, come out to the workshop.
And it's so true. If you allow them to get away with bad behaviors in elementary school, they're going to carry over to middle school. They're going to carry over to high school. You're going to have difficulties in their teenage years if you've allowed them to be what I generally term a brat. If they are misbehaving, being disrespectful, you know, in their early years, it's going to escalate. It's going to get worse. And so I would really hope that a lot of parents come out and get some really good advice on August the 19th. And you mentioned that it's in Laurel. Now, if they wanted to sign up for that workshop, give us the website again.
It's the drgwen.com/parent success. TheDrGwen.com/parent success.
Success. It just sounds absolutely wonderful. Dr. Gwen, thanks for spending part of your morning with us here on Anna's Journey. I am really looking forward to hearing some good things. I have to admit, I'm very glad that I'm not parenting at this point in time. It is a tough world out there to have children. It really is. I mean, I've had a conversation with my granddaughter of whether or not I'm going to be a great-grandmother because they really are having questions of whether they want to bring a child into today's world. And it's something that's really impacting my granddaughter, but some of her friends as well. It's a tough decision of whether or not you really want to have a child, if you think that this is a good time and place to have a child. And then once you have that child, being able to have the resources to take care of them, to have a really good, successful adult. It's a tough world out there. And I'm just glad that at least at this point in time, I'm not directly into parenting. But hopefully with the show, I'm really doing some indirect help of giving some parents the tools they need that they can connect with you, that they can attend this event on the 19th of August. Thanks a lot for being on Anna's Journey. I need to make some announcements before the computer tells me I'm out of time. Thanks a lot. Stay in touch, and hopefully we'll connect again at some of these networking events because there's so much more that we need to talk about in terms of the books that you've written, and then maybe even to get a follow-up on how the parenting event went. So you take care
Thank
and have a
great
week.
Thank you for having me.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. All right, so we're going to talk just briefly about Lucky Dog Wellness, who is my airtime sponsor. Jane Rainier is doing wonderful things, helping children to become better responsible pet owners. She wrote a book, Fifi and Friends, and Fifi is her little doll dog that she made that is representing her business and helping children to realize that you do need to be responsible if you have a pet in your home. And certainly assisting pet owners in terms of helping dogs live a better quality of life if there are chronic illness or disease issues, showing signs of aging, or having trouble adjusting to a home. I love going to Jane Rainier's website and reading through the 10 common pet health myths, M-Y-T-H-S, myths. There are some things that we think we know that maybe we really don't know or we have a misunderstanding of and we need to correct what we really don't know. So check out her website. Go to Fifi's Corner. Go to the 10 common pet health myths link and just find out about what Jane is doing. And if you have a group, maybe a scouting group or a community association group that would like to do pet first aid or massage therapy classes, Jane is willing to connect with folks to set some of those kinds of things up. So go to luckydogwellness.com, and that's LuckyDogWellness.com. And we thank Jane for being an airtime sponsor. Now, I also briefly mentioned On Purpose Woman at the beginning of the show with Ginny Robertson, LLC. Ginny is going to be hosting her 5th annual On Purpose Woman National Convention or Conference, October the 21st and 22nd. It's a Friday evening from 5 to 10 and Saturday from 8:30 to 6:30. She has more than a dozen speakers, 3 different tracks of workshops. It's a fun-filled, educational, really unbelievable conference, and it's the 5th time that she's done this. And last year and this year, she had to move to a larger venue to accommodate all the people that attend, and it's wonderful. This particular conference in October will be near the BWI Airport, so people that are coming in from Florida and North Carolina and a few other places will be able to easily access the hotel and the conference. If you want more information, go to GinnyRobertson.com, and that's GinnyRobertson.com. Now, Ginny also does Purpose Woman magazine. It comes out 4 times a year. It is free and available online, and that gives you a lot more information about the speakers, the vendors, the sponsors, the advertising opportunities, the location, the date, the cost. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Anna Renault, your show's host. All the shows are recorded. The links are available on blogtalkradio.com/ Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T. You can also go to my website, annarenault.com, and find out some things about me, my 15, 16, 17 books that I've written. Certainly go to amazon.com for all the books that I've written. Thanks a lot for listening. Please feel free to share the link with other folks. And remember, I've done a show with Nell's Tax Help on August the 2nd. It's great for some tax tips. Chanel was a IRS auditor for 15 years. She really can give you a lot of great assistance in terms of doing your taxes, especially if you're a small business, and especially if you want to avoid having issues with the IRS. Chanel will be back on the air here with me on August the 16th and then again on August the 30th, and we're going to have these 3 shows to really help small business folks look at their taxes, what they can do, what they should do, and even to be prepared to avoid an IRS audit. Chanel will be, you know, giving us some great information. On Fridays, August the 4th, I did my first show with Laura Johnson about financial planning. We're going to be back on the air on August the 18th, and then again 3 times in September, the 1st, the 15th, and the 29th. And again, Laura is giving us tips of how to handle our money. Are we using it wisely, and are we doing it correctly? It has been absolutely awesome to see Anna's Journey exploding with all these wonderful people who are willing to be on the air with me and share who they are and what they do. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. Take care and have a great week.